Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
The resurrection of Christ proves the supremacy of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of both the living and the dead. No other leader of any faith can make that claim. Jesus alone, based on his life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, and the fact that he liveth forevermore, is the only one who can claim Lord over the living and over the dead. Romans chapter 14, verse 9. Let's read it together and we'll take our seat. Romans 14, verse 9. I want you to read it with every ounce of energy and breath in your body. Can we do it? One go. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Praise the Lord. Can we read it in a message? One go. That's why Jesus lived and died and then lived again, so that he could be our master across the entire range of life and death, and free us from the petty tyrannies of each other. No more bondage. Let's do the amplifier and then we'll sit. Look at the amplifier. One go. For Christ died and lived again for this very purpose, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is a unique event. It's a unique story. It's not an ordinary story. It's not an ordinary event. It is recorded in history. It happened and is powerful. It is significant in our faith walk with the Lord because the resurrection is power. The resurrection is what? Is power. I'll come to this test in a jiffy. Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 says that the resurrection, he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. So there is something called the power of his resurrection, because his resurrection is power. I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Next verse 11. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now Paul is saying that he wants to encounter the power of the resurrection of Christ, which is a full package of the life of Christ living in the believer. That when an individual has a revelation about the resurrection of Christ, that person has tapped into the power of God. Many people died in history. Indeed, many people claim to be the savior of mankind and Messiah. Even in Ghana, there are a number of religious leaders who have claimed and continue to claim that they are the savior we should look forward to. Recently, one claimed that he is the savior, and one from my corner also in Central Region is claiming that he is really the savior. He even puts the Hebrew name upon himself. But one thing is clear, that through time, all these men who came with wild claims, they died and they never rose up. For those who died, and some way, somehow, they were resuscitated, they died again. Komfo Anokye died and we can't find him. Many people, Hare Krishna, Brahmo, all of them lived and died and they never came back to life. The difference between them and Jesus is that this Jesus, right before people, he lived, he died, he was buried. They thought he would not rise. He rose. And in their very eyes, he ascended bodily, not in the spirit, in their very eyes. And when he rose, he showed himself to men for at least 40 days. That test me. Test me. And his is so unique because he's the only one who died, rose up, and lives. It's not like he rose up and died again. He still lives. Too powerful. And to ensure that he never rose, they put a lot of soldiers by his grave to make sure that nobody steals his body and then comes to report that the guy is risen. So they put their own security there. And by the time they woke up, he had risen and he himself had to raise them up. That is Jesus. And in Revelation 1:18, look at what he says. Paul, John the Revelator is talking. He says, "And I am he that liveth." Tell someone, Jesus is still alive. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Methuselah could have gained a lot of years, but he died. And that cannot be. Abraham died. All of these great men, they lived and died. But Jesus, he still lives. "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Jesus doesn't have an end. The resurrection is a testament to the fact that Jesus lives forevermore. He said, "And I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death." I was telling the first service that one of the proofs, one of the things that the resurrection proves is that Jesus has given us a name, and that name has power in all realms. He has power in all realms. In fact, this scripture makes us know that. Let's go to Philippians 2, 8 to 10. Look at that. "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." See, the man was just, you know, enjoying himself. He said, "Okay, let us test the last killer. Last killer is death. Let us test it." So, okay, we are testing the last killer. "I will humble myself and submit myself, surrender myself to last killer. Let's see if last killer can have his mark over me." And then he just submitted. He wrote himself a will and willed himself to death. Said, "Take me." He took him. The death of the cross, the most gruesome death, the most painful, the most disgraceful death. He just submitted himself. He said, "I want to allow you people to do all that is in your heart to do as far as death is concerned. Let's see if death will have its mark on me." Verse 9. "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." When he died and resurrected, he attained to himself a name that is above every name. Now, nobody could claim that they had a name that is above every name because all of them, their last master was dead. But when Jesus died and defeated the last killer, scripture makes mention of this fact. It says that death, where is your boast? Grave, where is your victory? You see, the power of death, the power of the grave, everything was just taken by this Jesus. Took the power away from them. He says that he has been given a name that is above every name. Now, this name that has been given, what is the significance of it? Verse number 10. "That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Next verse. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, Jesus has given us this name, and this name is power, is the overall authority. That's why the Bible mentions the fact that it's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. A name above every other name. Now, it's not just a signature. The name is a password. The name is a MasterCard. It's a MasterCard. You can swipe it anywhere. It's a master key. It can open every door. It is power. And it says that, you see, some things work in certain realms and don't work in other realms. Some of the cards you have in Ghana, you could travel somewhere and the card will not work. Are you here with me at all? It's like you are a local champion, but when you enter into a certain dimension, it doesn't work. Because your bank has no connection there. So Jesus is saying that, you see, there are some people whose names work in the ancestry realm. Yeah, that's why you see that now people are given a lot of libation. People are even stopping Christianity to go and join African traditional religion so they can pour libation and call the ancestors. It's a realm. There are realms of principalities. There are realms under the water. Realms in the cemetery avenue. Different realms. The Bible is saying that the name that Jesus has, in verse 10, every knee should bow, if that knee just mistakenly or whatever appears in heaven. That's one dimension. In that dimension, the name of Jesus works. On earth, it works. All things and things in earth, whether witchcraft is here, it will work. Now, we know that he came from heaven to earth. Is that not so? And so, if he came from heaven, he was a master there, he drove down the devil. It's no news. He came on earth, he conquered the earth. No news. What we didn't know was what his position was in the realm of Satan, where hell, Hades, darkness, Satan and demons were residing. That is where we didn't know what had happened there. But when Christ died, the Bible said that he that descended into the hells, into Hades, is the same that ascended. So he buried himself in hell, went to hell, took the keys of hell, death, and all the powers of darkness. He collected that. The man went into their domain, collected their power, and walked out of that place and put all of them in jail. That is something that we didn't know. We only knew by his resurrection how he went to hell, defeated hell, collected the authority of hell, lose the slaves that were bound to hell. He even brought them out. And Obisa hell said, now hell, what are you going to do? And he put a permanent marker there that based on me coming here, submitting myself to you for 3 days, 3 nights, that hold me, capture me like you have captured all these people. If you are unable to hold me and I live here, I have collected all your power, your authority. From that moment, I have paid for every soul. I have redeemed everybody. No power in this place should be able to hold anybody down. And so from that time onwards, legally, spiritually, powerfully, when the name of Jesus is mentioned in hell, everybody does salute, because the only one who prevailed against hell. If you understand this, this is how you live the victorious life. So when we mention the name of Jesus, if a demon is in the heavens and you say in the name of Jesus, he has given us the name. That when you say in the name of Jesus, you should not be thinking twice. Are you here with me at all? Things, if you said in the name of Jesus to cancer, if you said in the name of Jesus, if the thing is in heaven, they must obey you. If the thing is here on earth, it must obey you. If the thing is in hell, they must obey you. As once you come in the name of Jesus, all powers in all dimensions must obey you. It's not like it works somewhere and it doesn't work somewhere. This is powerful. This is refreshing. The witches in your house, they don't have any marker on you. Except you are not going in the name of Jesus. And the reason why demons sometimes play around people is that people don't know what they have. They don't know. That's why he says that by my resurrection, now I'll give you the promise of the Father. In fact, it is after the resurrection that he breathed his breath unto the disciples and told them, now receive the Holy Spirit. So now he resides in us everywhere we go. So that when I say in the name of Jesus, yes, I'm a friend about. I'm not calling him to come. When I say in the name of Jesus, he's already with me. And I'm engaging him in the kind of issue that I find myself in. Are you here with me at all?
Yes.
Saying that now you have the right to settle the matter. Jesus is too powerful. And that Romans we read, you know, some people when they are rich here on earth, they can be entrepreneurs and they can be bosses over human beings. Is that not so? Yeah. Lord over the living. I was jokingly talking to a woman whose husband was taken by another woman in a foreign land. Wild, aggressive takeover power. So after many years of marriage, whenever the man saw the ex-wife, who is the first wife, had one child with the ex-wife, the man would give the ex-wife high-level reverence, even though they were not married. And the wife would give the man high-level respect. And the undertaker. It's like he's been taken out of the equation until everything resolves. Then then that's how they'll be going. Then some way, somehow, the first wife, the ex-wife, she passed some years now, and then now this other woman too has died. So I said that so on earth she was senior to her, and even in death she's coming there, she will still be the prefect there. She will cane her what everywhere. Jesus is the only Lord over the living and the dead. If you are alive, he is Lord. He's the one that gives you life. When you die and cross over there, he is still the one who holds the eternal life. That's why when he died and he was coming up, he just carried some of them and said, hey, get up. I'm Lord over you now. I have power to tell you that. Even though you died long time ago, just rise up. Let's go. We are going for a party. I just need some people to come around me. He just woke up all those people that were dead. He just, because he's not only Lord of the living, he's also Lord of the dead. That is why it will be unwise for you to start serving ancestors. Because even your ancestor, their Lord is Jesus Christ himself. Don't go and serve some ancestor in the water. When they see Jesus, they will salute, sir. My water is saluting. Dead, people are pouring all manner of libation, giving yam, mash yam, and egg that people are waiting to eat. They are just giving to all these ancestors. And all of that. These ancestors see Jesus. Even ancestors will be telling you, go and follow Jesus. Go and follow. He's the Lord over the dead and the what? The living. Because he's the only one who is alive forever. Forevermore. Praise the Lord. Don't let anybody appear in your dream and you have concern. Because you have Jesus. Because he resurrected. You can boldly stand and say, I'm a child of God. I cannot be led by the spirit of the dead. Those of you that take pride in, oh, my dead mother appeared to me. Forget about that dead mother. That dead mother has a Lord over her. Are you here with me at all? Follow that Lord. that dead person has no power. It has no power, and you cannot be directed, you cannot be led by a dead person. That's why Jesus, he didn't remain dead. He is still alive so that he can continue to lead you. Not some dead, you know, people die and people go and they go to Shishemu. They go for Ibiza, they go and call some necromancers to find out from our boy. One time I was praying for some sisters, four of them, none of them was married. Their mom died, she was living with them, and she died, lovely mother. And when the mother died, after a while, they started consulting necromancers to from the mother to find out why none of them was married. And the moment they consulted those ancestral spirits, their case worsened. Because no ancestor is your savior. So by the time I met them, the Lord ministered to me that the reason why they are struggling is that they don't believe in me. They believe in ancestors. And ancestors don't have power to give them what they are looking for. No ancestor has power to give you life. No. And yes, uncle, whoa. Yeah, like you will not die. No ancestor. Don't follow. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. No ancestor can make that claim. Praying for them, thinking they were going for help, they went for full trouble. Then they came, they had collected plenty of money and goats and different things from them to call the ancestors. And ancestral worship is so obnoxious in the nostrils of God. It's nauseating. That's what, when Saul called for the spirit of the dead, the father said, Saul, you can fool everywhere. You can do anything, do whatever, take somebody's wife, steal animals, steal money, do whatever. But to go and call the spirit of an ancestor, to consult an idol, a spirit that is not my spirit, this one, yeah, you have crossed the line. Church, let me tell you, in our time, we have clear necromancers being invited to pulpits in churches, and they are introducing necromancy into churches. But I'm telling you that there is no ancestral spirit that a Christian should bow to. Only the spirit of Christ. How can somebody talk about all these ancestral combination left, right, center? And you are a pastor and you invite them to come and pray over your people. After that, your people will never be the same again. The Lord told them, he said, when you get to the promised land, don't follow these practices. Because none of them is Jesus Christ. Please. I don't know what will come your way, because here on earth, you know, life is hard. But when life is hard, don't let anybody introduce you to ancestral worship. Yes, yes, yes. Because a lot of Christians are leaving Christianity to ancestral worship. When you go to Central Region, it's like it is the Central Region is like the confederacy of ancestral worship. Where I come from, most of the Awoyo, the strong ones, they come from Central Region. It's like by all means we must be slaves to something. Then you are there. Recently they say one lady was sick. And they said the lady should have performed some ritual. And she didn't. And the husband died. The husband should have performed the ritual, died. And she didn't go to perform the ritual. And so they told her that she would be sick and she would die. So when she was sick, she now gave up. She said that, okay, the ritual she didn't perform, no. They can go and perform. They say, if I were the demon cry, that is when I will kill you. Stand your ground. This Jesus is the Lord over the living and the dead. Stand your ground. There are people in churches who have talisman under your waist. Some of you, the beads are around your waist. It's a charge bead. It's charged. Yeah, it's a charge bead. When a man touches you, except you release the man has no any other way of releasing himself. You are going to charge a bead around your waist like a battery in the spirit. You are a charger. When Jesus in you is in you, you are more than any bead can charge you. Hallelujah. People are wearing all manner of rings. You are just looking for something. But I'm introducing to you Jesus. He's the Lord of the living and the dead. You know, anybody who says he has any power outside Jesus, they are just consulting small spirits around. Just small spirits. Either totemism, they are calling spirit from plant. Either they are calling spirit from whatever, blah, blah. Don't you see how people exalt leaves? As if there's some leaves, you mix them. It's very spiritually potent. Really? And some of you will put some in front of your car. Yeah, it's like it's driving devils. Tell somebody you are not serious. You're not serious. Put that leaf somewhere. Tami Uni Odia Bao and the Nyanyani. Devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. No. I am addressing this because this has become very, very visible in town. You see high profile people as if they are growing forestry inside their car. Because they have told them that these things would drive evil, drive demons, and blah blah, and they hang it by their mirror, they put it there, some of them there, all manner of things. It is only at the mention of the name of Jesus that the evil on the road will clear. Are you here at all? Jesus can go to hell and come out, and hell has no power over him. And if the grave could not hold him, the grave can never hold you. The only one who has the power to take your life is this same Jesus. Death has no power over you. Are you here at all? Shout Jesus in this place. What do you have to do? Just believe him. Believe him. He comes to live in your life, in your heart, and gives you his life. That's why you see us talk to demons anyhow. We are not afraid. It's not because we are prayerful. It's because the engine we are carrying is heavier than whatever is coming up after us. We are carrying Jesus in us. Some of you have relinquished your power to your prayerfulness. Because you say, oh, because I'm not prayerful. No, it's not because you are prayerful or you are prayerless. You are powerful because of who is living inside of you. You are powerful because Jesus is inside of you. Not because you are prayerful. Yes, when you are prayerful, he will open you to dimensions. But look, that you have him, you are not meat for the devil. That you have him, that is your power. He that has me has life. You have me, so you have life. So no evil can take over your life. Because the life in you is not a normal, regular life. This is supernatural life. And it is the life of he that died and rose and lives forevermore. Yes. The dead cannot take it. The living cannot take it. You are blessed.
Amen.
I say, you are blessed.
Amen.
He told Mary and Martha, he said, look, this one that you people are murmuring and all of that, let me tell you something. Now that I have come, I want you to know that I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. He that believeth in me, though they were dead, they will live again. I'm the resurrection and the life. It doesn't matter what is coming up after you, as long as you have this name, and the name works with life when you have him living inside of you, living his life inside of you. Please don't be in church and Jesus is not in you. Church is not an affiliation. You are in church because you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You are in church because Jesus is living his life through you, through your heart. Are you here with me at all? It's too powerful. Happy Easter. Let's rise. Tell somebody, I have Jesus. I have Jesus. I have Jesus. I have Jesus. Linda, do you have Jesus? Yes. It's the hope of glory. I have Jesus. I have Jesus. It's too powerful. Too powerful. Too powerful. Kapato salabada badas. When I saw all this nyanya and Tamie Uni I said, how can you be celebrating leaves that I used to weed behind my back house? This thing, my cutlass has been killing, can give you life spiritually. Hey. Wow. One day I finished preaching like this. Somebody sent me a message. The person was supposed to be a pastor. Fiero pastor. Not every pastor believes in Jesus. He said, pastor, if you keep preaching like this, they will attack you. And this is early days of the church. They will attack you. And you have problems. They can even take your life. I said, I didn't submit my life to Jesus to come and protect that life again. I don't protect myself. Why are you trying to protect yourself? You don't have Jesus at all. How would evil eat a man that has Jesus inside of him? It's not possible. Don't enter any vehicle afraid that some devil is going to kill you. The reason why you get out of that vehicle is because you believe in your heart that the Holy Spirit has told you that don't do that journey. And it is the only reason why you are getting down. But not because the devil said, I will kill you. He can't kill you. Somebody is in charge of your life. Something is telling you, you will never give birth. As if they created you. No. I belong to Jesus. You will never marry. Then some evil person says, as long as I'm alive. They don't need to die. Let them live long enough to see what God is going to do in your life. The glory of the Lord is already upon you. Oh, you didn't hear that one. I said the glory of the Lord is already upon you. It's already upon you. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you that you are the Lord over my life. I thank you that at the mention of your name, everything in heaven, on earth, and in hell obeys you. Thank you that you have given me power over death, power over hell, power over Hades. I thank you that you have given me power everywhere. Thank you that in your name there is victory. Thank you that the name of Jesus is higher than Every other name. Father, thank you that I don't think beyond what I'm permitted to think, because you are in charge of my life. Your name is power. At the mention of your name, every knee bows. You die, because you live, I will live. Because you live, because you live, I will live. Because you live, I will live. Because you are living your life through me. Because you live, our families shall live. Because we have committed our families into your hands. Because you live, our businesses will live. Because we have committed them into your hands. We have not committed them into ancestry, but into your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we know you are the King. And we lift you up. Oh Lord, we know you are the King. And
a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.